Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to this, another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And you know, Denny, I am just so looking forward to today's guest on Meet the People of MCB.
You and me both. We've been trying to get them on here. But I tell you, their lifestyle is so busy that we had to schedule them a different time and just whenever they can meet with us. But we're proud to have Jack and June Link as our guests today. Hey, Jack, June.
Hey, Denny, Chip.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks so much for having us.
You bet. Thanks for taking your time. I know you guys are busy, but we wanted to get you on because your name comes up quite a bit throughout MCB. Jack, you're the treasurer of Missouri Council of the Blind. And June, I know you work with low vision and are a teacher. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, start with the ladies. June, tell us about your vision loss. What kind is it? How long you been blind and all that?
Well, actually, it was congenital. It's at birth, and the times when I was born, there was not enough vitamin A for my mom was poor, you know, nutrition. And so that resulted in a lot of scar tissue and a deficiency called keratomalacia. So I am vision impaired and I'm able to see, but this is what caused the blindness. It was just a lack of vitamin A, lack of nutrition.
And you're pretty much just low vision then. You can read with Zoom text or something like that?
Yes, I use the Zoom text. I'm blessed. I'm a blessed woman at the School for the Blind. I went there all my, from age 5 to, graduation, 18, and they wanted me to learn Braille, and I'm so blessed that they insisted.
Yeah.
Now I not only need it, I can teach it, I use it, and I can use Braille plus the speech package, JAWS, and the Zoom text, and so I'm very blessed. That is how I get through my life.
Oh, good.
Plus other magnification devices, handheld.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, those are handy. They really are. Jack, what about you?
Mine is retinopathy of prematurity, which used to be called retrolental fibroplasia. I was born 2 months early, was put in the incubator, and for whichever reason, there's two different theories. But anyway, when the damage was done when I came out. I've never actually seen anything, although my family says I could see white things when I was real little. And I asked them if it wasn't just the light. And they said, no, you could actually see white things. But I did have light perception until I turned, I was 14.
Uh-huh.
And I had an inflammation of the iris of the right eye, and it took the light perception in both eyes.
Okay. Okay. Now, both of you are involved in MCB. As I mentioned earlier, Jack, you're the treasurer of MCB. June, what about, when did you get started with MCB? And I'll let Chip take it from here, Chip, if you want to go that direction. But after June tells us about this, when she was started with MCB.
All righty. I believe that I switched to what I call brand Y, MCB, and around, I think 1996, 97, I joined in a local level with the United Workers for the Blind, and then joined the course at the national level and became involved with the Braille Revival League, the Teachers Association, and the Association for Citizens with Low Vision. I was, you know, got in as treasurer of PRL, president, and joined, you know, just members of these other organizations, was on the board with UWB for a while. And that's basically when I started, would be around 1996, 97. Oh, camp too, MCB camp. That got me really started too, when I got to go to camp through MCB, summer camp.
Chip?
I learned to like it.
Chip, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was waiting on Jack, and see if Jack wanted to say anything there. But Jack, I appreciate you sharing your vision loss. You know, we hear a lot of people that have that same type of vision loss. So really appreciate your sharing that. And also, June, aren't you, are you still a part of the Children's Vision Summit, or what's the...
Oh, yes. Well, that would be a part of my life. Yes, I was asked, thank you, through MCB to join the Vision Summit with the BTF, Blind Task Force.
Gosh,
yeah. Up there. And I do. I was asked to serve on that committee, and that's, of course, the task force that works with the students around the state of Missouri to help to tell the parents and other teachers and principals about resources. And the Children's Vision Summit is one of the biggest things that we do. We encourage parents, teachers, and families to come to this Vision Summit to learn about the laws and IEPs and other resources. And it's going to take place this year, but it, I think we've had to move it to May because of our, well, our COVID. I just have to say it. But yes, that is really one of the biggest things I have taken part in and enjoy my work on the Blind Task Force.
And you've done such an excellent job with that, and really appreciate your time and service on that council. I want to turn to Jack. Jack, I'm going to get real nosy here. I like getting nosy, getting my nose into others' business. So you, I know both of you are now currently members of the St. Louis Council. Is that correct?
No. I'm a member of UWB.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so, Jack, I want to know, how did you and June actually meet, and how long have you guys been married?
Well, June and I actually met through work with the alumni for the school. We're both, I graduated in 68, she graduated in 77. But we were doing some fundraising, actually, and that's kind of how we met. And then she was very supportive when my second wife had cancer, and she was a good friend of Barb's, and she stayed with Barb when I needed to do some things, had to be away from the house. And anyway, so we just got closer and closer. And anyway, in 1999, we married in November. So in a couple of months, we'll be 22 years.
Wow. Wow. I'll have to be sure to send June a sympathy card.
Leading up to that, I knew it.
Okay. So here you are, Jack. Now, how did you, what was it about MCB that drew your attention to it and why you decided to join?
Well, I have been involved in other states, in ACB and in California and Oklahoma. So when I moved to back to St. Louis in 1990, I started with St. Louis Council in 91. I was with them for a while. They met on Sunday afternoons and still do. And I was bowling at the time, and so I would have to pre-bowl so I could attend the meetings. And then in 90, I want to say 95 or 96, I joined UWB and was with them until like 2 years ago. And I left UWB only because St. Louis Council was on the edge of being disqualified for low membership. And somebody suggested maybe I'd be able to help them. And so I rejoined them, and been quite involved with them since.
Well, Jack, you mentioned about your passion, love for bowling. And I know you're a big part fan of the bowling league that you're a part of. Why don't you share with folks about that?
Well, there are two bowling leagues here in St. Louis. I bowl on one league called the Pin Splitters. And right now, I think each league has about 11 bowlers. So it's not like it used to be, but that's in most organizations. But we bowl on Tuesday nights at Sunset Lanes here in St. Louis. And I've been bowling, actually, a couple of different times. I was on two leagues. I've been bowling on the Pin Splitters for 30 years, just about. And I bowled 13 years with the Dynamite Bowlers, which no longer exist. They bowled on Sunday afternoon. And then I bowled 7 years with the Rail Rollers.
Okay. Denny, I'll turn it back to you.
Well, continue with that. Jack, you bowled internationally too, haven't you?
I did. And actually the first time I bowled twice. The first time June went with me, we went to Australia in 2007. And then, 2011, they had the international competition in Malaysia.
Do you mind telling us what your average is?
My average at the moment, hopefully it'll go up, and it tends to start sometimes slow at the beginning of the year. My average is 104. I ended last season at 111. You know, I'm getting older, so I'm not going to see those 120s and 130 averages like I used to have.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good for a blind
bowler. And do you
use
the rail, Jack?
Absolutely. I would not bowl without it.
Yeah.
I would too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're a necessity.
Yeah.
I walk up and even if you didn't walk up, there's no way to line yourself up.
That's right.
Without.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you do the full approach or just go up to the line?
I use the full approach.
Yeah. Good. Good for you. All right. June.
That's the way I learned it at the school, but unfortunately they didn't teach the girls that.
Well, you know, sometimes, well, I'm not going to go there. June, you have a passion, and that is singing. Tell us about your singing career.
Oh, well, I guess it's sort of semi-professional. I just have been singing since I was a little girl and sang all through high school and then collegiate days and at my graduate, I received my master's. My present was a trip to Europe, my gift. And so I got to sing with the Vanderbilt Choir. That's a school from which I graduated and sang on a European tour with Vanderbilt in the choir and as a soloist. And then it just blossomed to choruses here in St. Louis. I've sung with symphony choruses. And my biggest passion, of course, was barbershop. I just heard some ladies singing and wanted to become a part of it and found out it was an international organization called Sweet Adelines. And I am a 30-year member.
Wow.
And sing with a chorus called the River Blenders. They're a wonderful chorus. At the time, we were well over 100. They sang at my wedding in 1999. They were in the balcony and sang at my wedding. And I've recently joined a quartet with three other girls, ladies. They're called Paprika. That is our name. We like it. It's a spicy name and we enjoy it. And it's for Barbershop Harmony. We are hoping that we will get to sing for MCB and some of you groups one day when this pandemic is gone.
Well, that'd
be
great.
It is a passion. I enjoy it. We sing just Christmas music. We sing just show tunes, gospel. We just really enjoy it. And that, yes, Sweet Adelines is my passion. I do still sing if asked for, you know, churches, choirs, homes. I just sing because I enjoy it.
Good. Now, you also are a teacher. Tell us where you teach and what you teach.
Okay. I am currently working at Melville, and that's in South County, Melville School District with the Special School District of St. Louis County. I've taught for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in vision impairment and learning disabled. Right now, I'm working with students who are severely learning disabled. There is some autism, and these are high school students. Some of them are amazingly intelligent. It just depends on how the material is presented to them. They're at all functions. It's a full-time job. I enjoy my time. I get up, I have to like put the chickens at 4, and it's okay because I get off at like 2. I use all my special equipment there. It's rewarding as far as teaching with the students. The bureaucracy I can deal without. I teach with a team because now we have about 16 students in there, and with special needs, it's really hard to get it circled on. So we've got a great big team of about 7 folks, and I really enjoy my work. I think I'm going to maybe work for about 4 more years and say adios because I do love my life. I've taught well-grown people, adults, daily living as well as Braille. But that is, you know, my life's career as a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I do enjoy it along with my singing. I bowl with Jack too, but Jack didn't tell you he hides his light under a bushel. He was an international champion in Australia.
Really?
Gold medals. And right. But he did. And yes, I do. I work with people, it's children in and out of school. I do like it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, good. Chip?
Yeah. And, you know, this is Labor Day weekend. So thank you for sharing all about your work there, Gene. That's really exciting. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, actually, I met Jack many, many years ago. Jack, I don't know if you're going to recall this, but you were living in Joplin at the time. And you actually, I think you lived next door to my pastor and his family. And my pastor's wife actually contacted me and said, there's a gentleman who is visually impaired, lives next door to us. And she gave me your name. And I remember calling you and visiting with you for a little bit, but I don't exactly remember all the conversation. But sadly, we really didn't get to know one another until, you know, much later. But what I'd like to have you share with the good folks is, you were also employed with the IRS. Why don't you share how all that came about?
Actually, I was not. I was in the vending program, the BEP.
Okay.
I had actually thought about going into the IRS, but when the training down in Little Rock is like 9 months, and that's just too long for me to be away when you got 2 kids to raise and whatever, you know, so I did not do that.
Are you still in the BEP today?
I am retired.
Are you retired? Okay.
And how long were you in the BEP?
I was in the BEP program for 23 years.
And you just had the one stand?
No, I actually had a couple of different stores, and then I had 2 different vending facilities.
For those, and where were they located?
They were all here in St. Louis. The stores were in the, it was the federal courthouse. It's now the Carnahan building, and we don't have a facility in there anymore. The other one was in the federal center at Goodfellow, and at the time, they probably had around 7,000 people working there. And we had 4 stores and a cafeteria and vending facilities, vending. And in 1996, about 2/3 of those people moved, military part of that. They moved to different places, and we lost about 2/3 of our people. And I was not able to make any money there anymore, really. So I bid on a place where I had subcontracted vending. And at first place was at the record center where they have all the non-military records. And then the last place that I had was at the bulk mail center in Hazelwood, which was the post office where they do all the bulk mail, like I used to have Columbia House and different things like that, and it shipped all kinds of stuff through there.
Hmm. I was just going to say that for those listening don't know what BEP is, that's Business Enterprise Program, and there's 4 different
Correct.
Levels to that. And It's a national program, and a lot of people will recognize Randolph Scott. Is that right?
Randolph Shepherd.
Randolph Shepherd, yes. I guess he's really instrumental in getting this started across the nation. The blind are given, used to be anyway, and still somewhat are today, given priority to these businesses within federal buildings or state buildings and things like that.
They are. I think the government's kind of chipping away as much as you know they can, depending. There's those in Congress that would like to make this program available to all disabilities.
Right.
I know. I don't know how much of that we're losing.
Yeah. Jim Brinkman is the director for Missouri, and he has done a great job with bringing that up and making that come back to life here in Missouri, and has really done a great job with it. So, all right. Well, there's something else I thought of when you were speaking, Jack, but now it's gone. I'm getting up there where I have to write things down and refresh my memory.
I tell you what, Denny, I'll let me jump in here real quick.
Go
and
ahead.
Give you time to maybe see if you can get it back. Jack, I know that you talked about the different locations where you've lived across the country. I do want to ask, excuse me, have you always been a Cardinals fan? I know Denny and I are big time Cardinals fan. I know you are today, but have you always been a big Cardinals fan?
I always have. When I was in California, I couldn't listen to the Cardinals except when they played the Dodgers or the Giants. I root for the Dodgers except when they played the Cardinals.
And do you follow other sports as well?
Yes. I'm a college football fan and basketball.
What college?
Well, I like the pros, but I like the college a whole lot better.
Yeah. Okay. June, what about you? You a Cardinal fan, baseball fan?
Oh, yes, I would say when the last game of the World Series, when we're just about to win out and it's going to be the Cardinals, then I turn into a baseball fan. Isn't that terrible?
No. Oh, that's all right.
I will root, you know, get in there and root with them and things. I'm an old movie buff. I'm a person who just loves to get into some old movies.
Oh, really?
And even some old music sometime and just listen. I love.
What's your favorite old movie?
Well, I'm torn. I like a movie called Imitation of Life with Lana Turner. That's one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Mildred Pierce, some of these, what you might call chick flicks. I like those. I do like, you know, exciting, you know, mysteries, westerns, and, you know, killer movies. Sorry, I do prison movies. I like that. But The Imitation of Life, that's really one of my favorites, along with Mildred. So I do like that. And listening to old movies with Jack, I enjoy, you know, cooking is a hobby of mine. And crocheting. When I have the time, it's harder now that I'm working, but I can't help it. Yeah, I got to cook because eat. But those are some hobbies that I enjoy.
Yeah. One of my favorite old movies is An Affair to Remember. That's one of my all-time favorites. I love that movie. It was a really good one back in the day. Go ahead.
Are any of the movies that you've mentioned, are they audio described?
Yes, I would think so. Since I'm blessed with vision, I don't often turn that feature on, but yes, I would think that they are audio described. Yes, some of them are. A lot of them are.
Well, Chip, ask your last question, let's...
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know we only had just a few short minutes remaining.
Let's ask June and Jack if there's anything that we haven't covered that they'd like to tell the people.
All right. Okay. But I would not... Yeah. Well, before we get to there, is there anything about June and Jack that maybe people don't know about the both of you that you don't mind sharing? Or like Denny just asked, if there's anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to share?
Well, as far as June and Jack, we are both members of Lions Clubs International. I've held presidency office in one of the local clubs, and John, or Jack, is his real name is John, but he again holds his light under a bushel. We've been lions, I think, I know, for 20 years plus. He has held the honor, highest honor in our lions, as being what is called district governor. And I believe that he is the first totally blind district governor in the state of Missouri, which is a quite, you know, high honor. We both received some of the highest honors from lions that there are, and they help people. They, a lot of them do want to help the blind, and you know, along with Helen Keller's philosophy and statements. So that's something that some people may not know, and I just wanted to share.
Yeah,
well, good for you, huge. John. Thank you.
Go ahead, Jack.
I was going to mention that, so that's fine that she did. But it, I was able to do that because June helped me with a lot of the things that where vision was needed. It just took care of a lot of things. So we were a team, as most district governors do. Their spouses helped them, you know, whatever, with a lot of things. And she was much helpful to me.
Well, good, good. Gosh, I'll tell you, this has been an interesting interview.
Oh, it has. I've enjoyed it.
You bet. I have
immensely,
too.
Yes.
Jack, June, we really appreciate you taking the time today to do this, and we'll be putting this out pretty soon. Yes, go ahead, June.
Yeah, I would want to make, if I might, this last statement.
Sure.
I would like to say that a lot of my life has been patterned on the beliefs of MCB that you need to stay out in the public and stay with the people. They've given me the strength and courage to move forward, and I'm doing this to open the door for future MCBers to get out and be a part of the world and make your voices known. That's what I wanted to
advocate. Yes. Advocate for the blind and stand up for them.
Well,
you bet.
And the more that sighted people see what we can do, you're never going to convince everybody that we can do what we do, but the more that you do, you're out in public and whatever, people understand a little better.
You bet. Good observations. Really it is. So thank you folks for listening to this edition of Meet the People of MCB. Really appreciate once again Jack and June for joining us today. And if you have you're welcome, June. If you have someone that you would like to have on MCB, Meet the People in MCB, give me a call at 636-428-1500 or Chip at...
Yeah, don't even bother calling Denny. Call me first. My number is 417-540-9703.
You'll probably just get his voicemail anyway. So, but thanks, folks. Thanks again. And keep listening to Meet the People of MCB. Next time you listen, you may hear yourself on here. God bless y'all.
Bye-bye.